Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
What time is it?
Showtime! Ooh, happy Friday, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
And we could have used that chant, Ducko, before our last basketball game last night.
Oh, the season's over, boys.
Season's over. We were up 15-8 in the first half.
Good on the day, Trippers.
It was the last dance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And barely scored in the second half and got trounced.
We lost by one. We lost by one in the final. You know what's funny? It was the dying seconds. 10 seconds to go. None of us knew the clock was going down that much. It gets passed. The Duckman gets it. He's on the three-point line.
It's a clutch moment.
And all of a sudden, someone's like, shoot it! 2 seconds! I was like, what?
Ducko wasn't even looking at the ring at this point.
No, I had to just turn and flick it up. It goes. It sails. The Duckman's a hero. And it goes nowhere near it.
Stops while it was in the air. And then it kind of hit the top left corner of the backboard.
Because I was so far away. I was probably a couple of feet out from the three-point line, actually.
Damn. I mean, today could have been such a different day for you.
I wouldn't have come in. I'd be still on the bench. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I'll be right there with you.
We wouldn't be here. It'd just be you doing
the show. We would have had to call the bolo, being like, can you look under the tables? We're missing a team member. You know, there you are, passed out in victory.
Yes. You know a social basketball team, though, when everyone's like, oh, is that the end of the game? What's the score?
Then you see your loss, and it's like, oh, well, let's go get pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Except Gilly and I were very competitive.
I was shattered.
We were like, are you serious? Did no one call the clock out and do a set move off the pass in? And then Gilly puts a screen up. I can jack the three. Anyway, whatever. It's fine. We're over it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a successful run, boys.
Absolutely not. We won one game by 1 point. We're in fifth division men's Thursday night social basketball.
We're improving, though.
Absolutely. But I hate losing, so.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
It was tough.
Well, I mean.
But I didn't sign for the full season. As you know, I was a mid-season trade and I had a few issues with the contract negotiations. So yeah. I've agreed to sign up for the full season next year.
Really? And are you actually going to pay your
regio
this year?
I'm actually going to pay my regio and play my part. I'm just going to be a fill-in. I only played three games.
Does that mean you'll get a jersey that fits you next year?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask them, because I don't like my jersey.
It's a dress.
Yeah, it's double XL. I don't think you'll get a new jersey next year, okay. But... You know, you're registered all season as like John Andrew or something.
Yeah, I was like someone else who registered and pulled out, and I was just that person.
That's right. A couple of hot washes and a couple of spins in the dryer, we should be able to shrink your jersey
to fit you properly. Whack it in the dryer.
Yeah. 2021, though, the day trippers, bigger and better than ever.
Well, it starts mid-January. I mean, we don't have much time to train.
Wait, are we straight into pre-season already, boys?
Absolutely.
We're going to go straight after the show today. Yeah. Bang on nine, we start pre-season.
Yeah, we got our camp. First of all, ball handling skills. It's vital.
Oh, well, I mean, love a bit of social sport.
Georgette was there, Nick's wife, last night with the kids.
Little cheer squad for the Gillman. Oh, for the whole team, I'm sure.
Yeah, the Duckman was getting a bit of a cheer from the kids.
Now, Ducko, be honest. We know that when Gilly gets on any sort of athletic or sporting arena, even if it is just something dumb we're doing for the radio station, another side of the big fella comes out. Now, with an audience of loved ones... I can imagine we reached a new echelon.
There was this moment where he unfortunately threw a pass that got intercepted. I could tell he's like, I'm making up for this. He sprints down the court. This guy's going for a layup. Gilly jumps over this guy. Like, I've never seen someone jump so high. This guy's like 6 foot already. And he rejects him, slams the ball down, but then sort of collects the dude as he's coming down. And just like bodies are going everywhere. And I was like, well, he wouldn't have done that if Georgette wasn't there.
I must admit, I got fouled for it. They got two shots. She goes, foul, two shots. And I said, what for? Being amazing.
He did say that. I wasn't going to bring that up. I'm glad he did.